Simon Shin Mem Sif Beis. The Mechaber says it's also for somebody to cut off yabelas, like extra growth or something that was growing on his body, be it a wart or whatever it is, whether with his hands or with the kli. He's not allowed to do it, whether he's doing it on his own body or on somebody else's. And the Mishnah Berurah says even if it's dried up and therefore it's going to fall off on its own eventually, still it's also for him to remove it now. And that's only the gabi being usher to have an isser d'rabbanan. But to have a chiyav chatas deraisa for the malach of gezes, that's only applicable if he takes it off, like when it's moist and when it's fresh, and he does it with a kli, because then it's mechal, the malacha of gezes. As opposed to, if it's already dried up, it's not going to be malacha deraisa. And also, if he does it, not the derech, does it with his hands when the derech is used to kli, or vice versa, does it with the kli when the derech is to use his hands, that's not going to be mechal, the isra of gezes. The malacha deraisa of gezes, rather will be isra rabbanan. If he does it klachiyad, does not typical way, if isra rabbanan. The malacha deraisa only be if you do the typical way. And the same thing applies not just the abelis and that grows or wart or whatever it is. It can be any like extra skin the person has, but the cuticle sometimes extra skin the person has over there, that if a person rips it off, pulls it off. So if he does it in a way that's a derech to do, so then if it's moist, it's deraisa. If it's dried up, it's drabanon. If he does it klachiyah, not typical way, it'll be isidrabanon. So if he bites it off, you can have a case like that, it'll be isidrabanon. Sif Gimel, Chaber talks about mechika over here, the mloch of mechika of erasing, someone who erases ink that spilled on cloth, at least around cloth in the old days, but really, Mr. Burr says it could be paper, or it could even be on wood, anything that you could write on. Or, Chaber says, someone who scrapes off wax that got in the pincus is where they kept the books, and they used to use wax, and the wax got in that, and therefore you could not write in that space. So if you pulled off you erased the ink, you pulled off the wax, and now you created a place where you could write two ices, two letters, you chayv from a mechika. Mishnah Berurah says even if it's a smaller area than that, it'll still be Issa D'Raisa, because Chatas Shir Asma Atera, but to have the Chiyav Chatas, that's only for the Shir is a Malkum Hiluch of Shte Isis, where it's possible now to write two letters that previously couldn't be written because there was ink over here in this spot. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing with two Isis, two letters written wrong, and you erase them in order to write two Isis correctly in that place. That's the Ka'am Malach of Meichik, because Mechikam and Aslichta, if you're erasing letters that are done incorrectly in order to rewrite over there correctly. Now, this, like we said, it could be on cloth, it could be on paper, it could be on wood, anytime, any place where it's a derech to write, and there's something there that's staring you from writing, and you mechik it, you erase what's over there in order to be able to write in that place. That's the malacha of mechika. The Bach says you should be careful when ink falls on osius or shiva wax falls, they have to be careful if it falls on the osius. So by taking away the ink that fell on the osius, ink that fell on the letters or in the place where there's something written, so now you're making the osius that are originally there recognizable and readable. And that itself is a chiv of mechika manas lichtos. Even if you're not planning on writing something new in that place, but there's something previously written there, the ink fell on top of it, and now you scratch off that ink, and now making that the old letters can be written, that's also a form of mechika manas lichtos, and it's mechayiv deraisa. And even if the tishdush, like the ink spilled, only on one ice, and you want to scratch it off, they should be able to read that ice again, it'll still be deraisa, or just be chatzishir. Chatzishir is asma ter, without a chiv chatas. Now, you have a Sefer Torah sometimes, the move creates a terror, they notice that some wax or something spilled on the Isis, obviously more common in the old days, but they had wax candles around, so wax spilled on it, so now you can't read the ice. So it's Shabbos, so what are you going to do? So you can't rip off the wax in order to be able to read the Isis or the Sefer Torah properly, because it's Malach al-Machika. Should you take a different Sefer Torah out, what should you do? Shmur brings from the Achronim, they should not take a different Sefer Torah out, continue using that Sefer Torah, and that word, or that letter, you'll read about that, not from the Sefer Torah. Whoever he brings from the Achronim of Derech Chaim, that if you notice this problem in Gav Gav in between Aliyahs, then you should take a different Sefer Torah out. If it's bad enough that the Isis are talking that nicker because the wax has spilled, and if it's that bad and it's been Gav Gav, then already you should take a different Sefer Torah out for the rest of Kriyas HaTorah.